Now, 6 years after an economic collapse sent half the population of Argentina into poverty, that country has staged a recovery. It looks more like the emerging markets of Asia than South America these days. In four consecutive years, Argentina has posted 8.5% growth, which is huge. The U.S. economy almost never grows at that rate. NPR's Julie McCarthy recently traveled to Buenos Aires and reports on who's recovering and how.
Booming exports are driving Argentina's economic revival that economist Pablo Rojas says is guaranteed to hold as long as Asia's appetite for commodities such as soy does.
I'm very optimistic concerning the short term because we have excellent international condition, excellent international prices, very low interest rates in the world, open access to international markets.
A depreciated peso has made Argentina's goods cheap and thus attractive overseas, putting a song in the heart of at least one savvy exporter.
Togain togois, togain togois.
Meet Ricardo Lubieniewski, son of a Polish immigrant. His Yiddish lyrics to the ballad of Fiddler on the Roof are apt. Sunrise, sunset, swiftly fly the years. His business has been swiftly growing, 30% a year for the last four. From a garden variety boot store that outfitted local factory workers and jockeys, El Lucero Boot Company is now the provider of high-end riding boots to clients around the world.
Francia, Estados Unidos, Sudáfrica, hasta Bahrein.
Ricardo never sold abroad until the local market collapsed in 2001 and forced him and his son to venture overseas, seeking out industry expos and introducing his craftsmen to Europe's best designs.
No solamente en una oportunidad,
in crisis lies opportunity. Now you can take advantage of a crisis, in this case an export market, that forces you to improve your quality and to emulate the best. And we're no fools. We know how to copy the best in the world.
15 employees craft the boots in the small factory in the rear of the showroom for $100 a pair and up. Ricardo says the company that his father founded 80 years ago is now operating at full capacity, with his employees earning up to $500 a month. He says staying small is the secret to the company's success. Across town, ingenuity of another sort resuscitated the Brookman Textile Factory. This no-nonsense female workforce churns out fine suits for men in what is now a workers' cooperative. The bright factory floor is a warren of narrow aisles, piled with navy and brown pinstripe sleeves that skilled fingers stitch into suits. How middle-aged seamstresses came to wrest this business from its owners is one of the Cinderella stories of the Argentine crisis. Celia Martinez recalls a fateful night in December 2001, the start of Argentina's collapse. The women were deep in dispute with the owners, who'd slashed their pay to little more than bus fare.
They offered us 100 pesos and a suit and said, "There's no money." We said, "How is that possible when we are making 200 suits a day?" Finally, one of the Brookman brothers threw the keys to the factory at us and said, "Okay, if you think you can run this place, you try it."
What began as a simple demand for back wages turned into a takeover of the plant, and the textile workers became the symbol of the country's new recuperated factory movement. 10,000 employees now control some 180 companies, from ceramic firms to print shops. At Brookman's, the women feverishly filled orders and fought eviction. Millions were losing their jobs, and a stake in the factory was their only chance to survive. When authorities sent armed guards to lock the facility down, the women erected a tent city that drew international support.
I was a housewife, and this was my first job. But neighborhood assemblies, leftist parties, and militant students inspired us. I learned about Marx and Trotsky and workers' control.
After years of legal maneuvering, the women acquired the factory and some old debts. They've doubled their salary to about $80 a week. Dishonest salesmen have cheated them. They struggle to stay afloat. But Celia says old clients stayed loyal.
Many people came to us out of solidarity with our fight. It was extremely empowering. to be your own boss.
Many experts say the biggest challenge for recuperated factories is credit, because many of them are stuck in legal limbo. Workers say their sweat staved off greater instability for the country and demand recognition as permanent owners. These battle-hardened seamstresses predict more labor unrest before Argentina's recovery is through. For themselves, the struggle has only enlarged their ambitions.
As women, we don't just want the bread, we want the roses too. Today it's a factory, tomorrow it's a better salary and better health care, and for our children, a good education.
We want everything, Celia says, an ambition no one dared dream just 5 years ago. Julie McCarthy, NPR News.